Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix. From AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
Hi, thanks for calling the ATS Mix with Dave and Johnny. Hey, sorry, we're not here to be able to get to the phone right now as we're in San Jose at the UFO Expo at the Doubletree Inn. We hope that maybe you might even be able to come down and join us. And we're going to be gone the 24th, 25th, and the 26th. But if you want to leave us a message, we'll try to answer it as soon as we get back into town. So please leave your name, number, and the reason why you're calling.
Hi, everybody. We're calling into the show live right now from the San Jose Expo, at least as live as we can get via the internet packets that we're sending to this episode that you're getting ready to listen to, and we're recording it. Do you know the way to San Jose?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, listen, I hate to tell you this, but I have it on good authority that if we come out with another one of our hits, it will be the last time we will ever host the ATS Mix.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Straight from the Three Amigos.
Anyway, my friends, we're having some fun here. We're at Booth 21, and also Booth 20, which we're sharing with, what's that guy's name? Oh, John Lear. Yeah, that's right, John Lear. We should tell all our members that Mark is here with us. And Mark, you want to come up here and say he's going to the bar to grab another maker's
love you,
mark.
Babe.
He's getting another maker's
love
mark.
You, babe.
On your flight over here, was it as warm in Dallas as it is here in San Jose?
I meant to tell you about the flight. Can I tell you just a real sidebar?
Yeah.
Well, Springer and I flew together.
Right.
You know, Springer's from the Indian Territory up in Oklahoma, and we met in Houston, and we flew from Houston to San Jose this morning, as you well know, because you picked both Springer and I up, which we thank you for.
You're welcome.
But you know, we stole Springer's credit card, right?
Right.
Well, you know, he kept digging for it when he was trying to buy maker's marks for everybody in the plane, and I had forgotten to put it back in his wallet. So he's fumbling around and everything, and the stewardess is standing there patiently, and I had to fess up to him, John. We actually bought a few things with it when his back was turned.
Uh-oh.
Told him about the pink Cadillac. He didn't think that was funny at all.
Yeah.
Well, I said, we're not with Mary Kay.
You did tell him that we did buy those magnetic signs that we're going to be putting on the doors that say ATS Mix.
And you know, you would think he would be a little appreciative.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cadillac.
We thought it was going to be advertising.
$50,000? Yeah, it was $40,000 car. I mean, the placards alone made up for it, you know?
I mean, I thought it was going to be good advertising as we drove around there in San Jose.
But we have to take it back, John. He didn't. All right. He couldn't take it, Jack.
By the way, we're not just going to be here today, the 24th. We're also here tomorrow and the next day, which is the 25th and the 26th. If you get a chance to or live somewhere around the Bay Area, come down and see us. As we said before, we're at the Doubletree. We're at booth 20 and 21. You'll know us right away because we've got this huge banner that's overhead right now that says www.abovetopsecret.com. And over to the corner, actually, he's more over at booth 20 because we have both booths.
Right.
That's John Lear over there. Yeah, he ain't paying any attention because he's all... Here's the deal with John right now. John's got this beauty contest mode that he's in. He bought all these sashes for this beauty contest. This is going to be the first ever AboveTopSecret.com beauty contest. I guess I don't need to tell you that his little area over there at booth 20 is real popular right now. Oh, I know what I wanted to do. Guess who I ran into just about 10 minutes ago?
I don't know. Who?
Yeah, Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr. Now, does that name
ring a bell? I love that guy.
Yeah, now, you know, his dad, Jesse Marcel, you know, I mean, Roswell, the whole big thing. And I want to get over there and I want to try to interview him. I ran into my good friend, my good friend Ruben Uriarte of MUFON, who we have sat outside many hours searching for UFOs. Speaking of UFOs, that's some of the topics that we're discussing here during this weekend. They're talking talking about all sorts of stuff here. For example, are you ready to do the lightning round with me here, Dave?
I'm ready.
These are some of the things that we're discussing here at the UFO Expo, including, number one, UFOs.
Cling.
Oh, it's my turn. Number two, implants.
Number Cling. Three, Sasquatch.
Cling. Number four, time travel. Cling.
Number four, five, conspiracies.
Cling. It's a little board that thing.
Yeah, yeah. I kept wondering what was going on.
Yeah, E.T. encounters. Cling.
Yeah. The inner Earth.
Cling. The Tesla technology.
Tesla Cling. Technology. You betcha.
I'm going to go to the time travel one.
Yeah, you just want to meet John Teeter.
I think it's going to be neat, too.
Yeah, you want to meet John Teeter.
But you know what's really amazing?
I give up.
Well, there's one here, John, that I want to go to on Sunday, yeah. And I haven't really figured it out. Cannibalistic healing. Now, what is that about?
That's Kabbalistic. Oh. You know, as in cabal. Oh.
All right.
Although, knowing you, Dave, you throw that twist on it.
I thought maybe it was somewhere, you know, you go in there, you pick a partner, you know. You
eat part of them, and then you heal them.
You go cannibalistic on them.
Oh, my God. And some of our special guests will include George Norrie, Jordan Maxwell, John Rhodes, Hilly Rose. And did you see Gary Busey over there walking around with his guitar?
You know, he's going to be performing Saturday night here. You know, I'm excited about it.
Hey, look, there goes Springer again. He's got a maker's mark.
Hey, where's our drink? What? We apologized about the credit card, all right, dude?
Yeah. Teddy's going back on Monday.
Oh, he can't think of Joe. We're really in trouble.
We are.
He is really mad about that credit card. If you get a chance to come by here, bring your tinfoil hat. Dave and I will sign it, along with John Lear and Springer, of course. In this show, you're going to hear a great interview with a guy by the name of Dan Shaw. Now, you're probably asking yourself, who the hell is Dan Shaw?
Hey,
well, believe it or not,
Dan Shaw.
Well, I'm glad you asked. He actually is an authority on ley lines. Did I say that right, or did I slur that out? Let me try that again.
No. It's like Layla, but it's ley lines.
Ley lines. L-E-Y. Ley lines. It's the grid, the energy grid, that maps all over the world. And it's fascinating stuff. I think you guys are really going to enjoy the episode.
Yeah.
My
favorite part of the interview, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the hog trough.
Yeah, he'd enjoy being here right now, too, because they're talking about Tesla technology and also Earth Ministries, I almost said. Earth Mysteries is what... Wow, there's a Freudian slip on my end.
Yeah.
It's time for Earth Ministries with Johnny Anonymous and Cannibalistic Healing with Dave Rabbit. Hey, listen, guys, before we screw this up anymore...
Again. Hey, we're not even at the cocktail
party. We haven't even had a drink yet. Oh, we're doomed, my friend, doomed. We do have to get back. I think there are some people that have some tinfoil hats that we're going
to
sign.
They're waving to us, John. We need to wrap it up.
Listen to the show. Enjoy the show. We've got thread discussions. We've got all sorts of great stuff, and then we've got the interview with Dan Shaw. And then when Dave and I get back, our next episode, we're going to share all the little goodies and all the great stuff that happened to us.
And
of course,
stories. We're going to have
stories. We've got interviews and also pictures that we're going to be taking. All right. Well, I'm going to go over and I'm going to go talk to Dr. Jesse Marcel. Right
and
now,
I'm going to go over here and have sip a cold with Gary Busey.
Well, very good. Have fun. All right, members. We'll talk to you when we get back. Enjoy the episode.
Now, from the AboveTopSecret.com mobile headquarters team, currently double parked and in jeopardy of being towed away from the DoubleTree in San Jose. It's the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. Member thread discussions.
Johnny, I've got one here that's in the popular alternative theorist thread, and it's by Above Top Secret member Riot Cumming. And he is from New Zealand, which is kind of neat, having someone over there in New Zealand. Have quite a few fans of the show over in New Zealand. And the name of his thread is called Shape-Shifting Reptilians. Show 'em, David, once and for all. Now, before we even get into this thread, I want to tell everybody, if you don't know what a shape-shifting reptilian is, if you'll remember, was it a TV series, John, or was it a movie? It was a TV series, wasn't it? The V?
Yes, V. Okay. Yes, thank you for actually...
I know, I've been calling it Five all day. But V,
had it was about, and you could actually probably rent it if you haven't seen it. It's like a 4 or 5 different part series, and it's pretty long, but it's really it was really neat for its time because it showed reptilians actually coming and being in human form or whatever. And anyway, so if you don't know what a reptilian is, go try to rent the series called V as in Victor. Okay, now to the thread. Every time a reptilian thread comes up to ATS, nobody buys into it. It's always a case of show me the money, show me the proof, show me the evidence, show me the pictures, show me the videos. Well, that's fair enough, except a general-purpose video camera is possibly not sophisticated enough to pick up the vibrational ring of that extra dimension that you need to be in to see these things. David, is it pronounced Icky or Ick?
Yeah, some people call it Icky, or his name Icky. Some people call it Ike or Ick. Yes, David, okay. Ike, Ick, or
okay.
Icky.
Okay. Like Icky Twerp. You may remember in your recent interview with Ross, and I guess he's addressing this David guy, then I ask a question. How can the ordinary man in the street convince someone of this reptilian phenomena? And you were absolutely spot on in your response that we cannot convince anybody. It's up to them themselves to pick up the information and come to their own conclusions. Now, he says, now this is like a challenge he's making to David. Here's your opportunity to set all these people straight. Tell them why they may have difficulty in picking these things up and gathering evidence. Tell them exactly in no uncertain terms why it's not as easy as packing your Digicam in your pocket and head off to a neat oldie reptilian hunt. And then he goes on and on and on. Anyway, then some of the members came down, and I guess they all know what these people, these reptilian names are, because Oto, O-T-O, says, I have met many Draco, but I have only seen a picture of one of them with red eyes. She told me that her eyes would shift when she got angry. The point is, if you don't search and are open for the reality, then they are all around you. You will never see any proofs. Why not go back to your TV and believe in the conspiracy theory that the man from the cave, Osama, is going to conquer the world and brainwash every one of us to believe in Mohammed? And then, I mean, it goes on. I mean, these two guys kind of banter back and forth. I guess really and then it kind of gets down to there's a couple of people that come in and throw in some different things, and they were quoting each other and all this other stuff. But it gets down to this one guy, and I believe it's called N-R-K-Y. Is that Nurky? Is that pronounced Nurky?
Could be.
Okay.
It's Nurky to me.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
This thing has 4 pages, John.
I know.
My God, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're at the end of this thing. But this guy says, and he's quoting, also, if you look at the original picture, you can see that the eyes have no emotion. They are emotionless. Look at the difference between the guy on the left and the big difference in the guy on the right. I didn't see a picture. Maybe they had a kind of a snippet there that you're supposed to go to. And then this guy replies, that's the thing. You'll notice that a lot of the reptilian hosts have a cold stare. Even when their face is smiling, their eyes are cold and emotionless. Kerry Packer, I don't know who that is, Simon Cream, Bert Newton, Christopher Skase, Rupert Murdoch, I know who he is, Eddie McGuire, Molly Meldrum, Natasha Scott Despoja, John Howard, just to name a few of popular reptilians in the Australian military, I mean media. Look at them. Stare at their faces for hours on end. You'll see that their eyes have no emotion. So, I mean, these people in this particular thread are taking this reptilian thing dead serious. What do you think, John?
It's an interesting thread with 4 pages worth of interesting comments from a number of more knowledgeable presence of mind than I think I could probably add to this.
Personally, did you see V? By the way, did you see V?
Well, oh yes, I saw V. I keep open-minded, and I'm very entertained by a lot of sci-fi media. I enjoyed V at that time. As far as Are there possibly reptilians that are in the royal family, which I've heard? I've also heard that George Bush is a reptilian, and Cheney, you know, everybody. Here's what happens. I think what happens is that a lot of political stance members or people that want to maybe look at things in a different way, right, if they don't like somebody, and they kind of like to lean towards conspiracy theories, right, and ideas, I think it's very easy for them to point a finger at somebody and go, you know, that guy that's into that global warming thing with the PowerPoint presentation that won the Academy Award, that Gore guy, he's a reptilian, dude. He's a reptilian. That's why he's wanting everybody to know about that global warming, because the reptilians want to take over the world. He's a reptilian.
Well, yeah, maybe they've had too much of the hemp rope smoking contest, you think?
It could be. It could be.
All right. Anyway, we want to thank all the members that contributed to this particular thread. And that, again, is Shape-Shifting Reptilians. Show them, David, once and for all. And that's by ATS member Riot Cumming.
ATS Mix. More thread discussion from AboveTopSecret.com.
John, when I was looking around, I decided that I wanted to go into an area that I thought was going to be kind of neat, and this is called Popular Alternative Theorist. And this one that I'm going to talk about is kind of interesting. It's from ATS member Chop Suey number 87, located somewhere in Alabama. And actually, a very new member, just registered July 13th. And it's entitled "The Reason for Deja Vu," and I thought it was kind of interesting, so I just want to kind of just talk about this for a second.
What was the name of it again?
The Reason for Deja Vu.
Wow!
Remember the movie Deja Vu?
Yeah, no, I just had a case of deja vu.
Remember the movie of Deja Vu?
What?
Remember the movie of Deja Vu?
I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Okay, I believe I know the reason why people get deja vu. I'm 19, but that's not the reason. But ever since I was a baby, I have remembered God, or whatever you want to call it, showing me my life before I was born. I can't remember seeing everything vividly, but whenever something happens, I remember seeing it before. And I have asked a few people, and if they remember seeing anything like this, but no, they don't. Does anyone else know what I'm talking about? 15 question marks. Okay, sure. The very next person is Neto Brev. And it says, I thought I remember reading that scientists found out that it was a sort of a glitch in the human brain, something about the brain trying to catch up with whatever it's seeing. Now, that seemed kind of interesting to me. And right. Then Char Chi, right after that, says, my pet theory is a crossed line in the memory storing recalling department. So info going in feels like it's coming out. I've had that problem with Mexican food and jalapenos before, too.
Ba-da-boom.
And then catching, and then Alpha Anu Omega says, when deja vu turns to premonition, what do you think is happening then? Deja vu has not actually been explained entirely. It has only been theorized and examined, but no solid conclusions have been formed. And then their signature says, I'm open-minded, and they're out of Rock, New Jersey, or New York somewhere. What did you find anything of interest on that one?
Well, there, you know, everybody has. Yeah, everybody kind of has an idea and concept of what deja vu might be. I know that there are some people that even think that there's a theory or idea that deja vu might actually be part of a layering overlap that is created in a multiverse of yourself, but in a different timeline. And I know that other people got probably more ideas and theories about that. There's something about Akutsky. He's a member. Akutsky. I don't know. Akutski. And he's got an idea, which was he says he remembers reading somewhere that the reason for deja vu is that the optic nerve is longer in one eye than the other. Therefore, the brain receives the information faster from one eye. This causes the effect of seeing the same image twice. And
now,
so
wow,
I guess that falls under neural theories section. You know, everybody's kind of got a theory of deja vu. But now here's the question I want to ask you. And by the way, we want to thank our poster for making this thread up. And we want to suggest
Chop Suey, right on, bro.
from Alabama. Chop Suey from Alabama. And we encourage you fine members to go check out that thread and post your own. But I want to ask you, David, have you ever had a case of deja vu where...
Yeah, when I was younger. I really did. And this isn't a... I know everybody's going, oh, what's he going to come up with now? No. This is a true story. I did have a flashback, and it was really eerie. Anybody that's ever experienced it before, maybe you've had the same experience. But, I mean, I was probably 10, 11 years old. I was not even a teenager yet. And I could have sworn that I was in a situation, and I don't remember the situation, so I'm sorry I can't be real descriptive about it. But something happened, and I had this tingling sensation that came over me. And I could have swore that I had said the same things, been with the same group of people, and whatever events were transpiring in front of me, that I had experienced that before. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. It's only happened to me one time. And like I said, I was like maybe 10 or 11 years old. But it was freaky because I could actually see myself doing the next act, even though I was just doing it for the first time in reality. Does that make sense?
Well, sure. I'll let me tell you my experience. And although I don't know if this is deja vu or would fall under the heading of premonition, I happen to have a number of mineral rights and gold claims up on a couple of specific rivers that cut through Oregon and California. Anyway, many years before I'd actually gone up and picked up these claims, I had this dream of where I was sitting in this cabin-like restaurant with somebody that had blonde hair, and we were ordering up food, and there was a gentleman that walked in while we were eating dinner. I'm assuming it was dinner. It might have been lunch. But walked in and asked us if we were the owner of a specific vehicle, which happened to be an older Bronco SUV. And we were going, yes. So he goes, well, you know, it's been parked up there in a long time, and I just wanted to make sure that nothing bad had happened. And it turns out the guy was a minister. Now, this is in a dream, all right? And I remember this dream. Right. Now, about 4.5 years transpire, I now have purchased these mineral claims, and I go up there with a new business partner or a new prospecting partner. I go up to this area, which we stayed at for about a month and a half. We actually lived on the river on one of my claims for about a month and a half. We did go up there, and none of this was making wasn't clicking at the time. And we went up there in a beat up old SUV Bronco, and we about every 3 or 4 weeks we would go into about every 2 weeks we'd go into town, and we'd buy big blocks of ice, and while we were there we would go in and we'd eat at the little restaurant and whatnot. So it was about the third or fourth week when we're up there, and we're sitting down, we're having dinner, and I look across at him and I go, oh my God. This is like deja vu. I remember dreaming you sitting next to me because he said something about in his order, which I dreamt also. And it suddenly clicked, and then my mind is just going wild. It's like, oh yeah, the beat up SUV Bronco. Oh yeah, these claims on this river. And this is all years earlier that it happened. I had no idea I was going to be purchasing these claims. No sooner had I been thinking about this, in walks this gentleman who happens to be a minister asking about an SUV Bronco. Is anybody here the owner of it? It's parked about 18 miles up in a very remote area along the river. And I go, yeah, that's mine. And suddenly it hit me again. Oh, my God. So almost like a full 15 minutes of whatever it was that was in my dream transpired right then and there. So was it deja vu? Was it a premonition? Was I seeing something that was from a multi-layered multiverse? I don't know, but it sure kind of freaked the hell out of me for a little while. And then, of course, I'm telling my partner as we were driving back to our remote area about it, and he just laughed his butt off. Oh, yeah, boy, get me some of that medication you're on.
Hey,
By the way, folks, I don't do medication. Yes?
Well, hey. I have a question. You said it was a Bronco?
It was a Bronco, a SUV, well, beat-up Bronco.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, but I guess here's my question. You know, you've changed your names a lot, you know, because of your profession, you know.
I've changed my name more times than some people have changed their socks.
Yeah, and yeah. Mm-hmm. And yes. So, I mean, my logical question is, are you O.J. Simpson?
That would have been a white Bronco. And
It was a beat-up Bronco, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Bronco.
Okay, Mr. Simpson, nice try.
You know what they say. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah, baby!
And speaking of acquit, let's quit this post-thread talk.
And now, AboveTopSecret.com presents From the Balcony.
Someone has a serious ear infection.
With Dave and Johnny.
It's been hurting you.
Well, Dave, this is going to be a brand new segment for the
ATS. I love it already.
For the ATS Mix.
No, I do, because I'm a movie buff. You know that, John. I've been hopping at you for the last, month and a half? That we need to start doing our own little movie review. Tell them about it, John.
Well, I was going to, but I guess now everybody knows that it's going to be a movie review segment. It is From the Balcony with Dave and Johnny, and that would be us. And we're going to review a couple of movies that we've recently seen, whether it's been on the big screen or in the little screens that are in our homes or possibly elsewhere. Who knows? Maybe a back alley.
Or one of those porn houses.
As Dave says. And so I'm going to start.
Dave's going to burn the hell.
That's right. You're just, you know, as most members and listeners of AboveTopSecret.com know, that we have a little area that we hand out points to, and you can accumulate points with replying to threads and or making up new threads and post, and you get points for doing that. Well, Dave is just accumulating as many hell points as he can get because he doesn't want to stand in line. So he's wanting the expressway. The movie I'm going to review is by, and I hope I say his name correctly. Forgive me if I make a mistake. Joel Shoemaker, perhaps. It is. He was the producer-director of the movie Number 23, which stars Jim Carrey and Virginia Madsen. Madison. This was a movie I actually wanted to see on the big screen, but due to time constraints and other interferences, I was not able to. But I was able to rent it, and I've actually watched it several times now, and I thought it was a very, very entertaining movie, but kind of in a dark way. Number 23, the movie, deals with people that are obsessed with the number 23. I did a little investigation myself into the number 23. Of course, the first thing I did was to see if my name added up to the number 23, which it did not, which I was kind of thankful for. But I did find out some interesting things about the number 23. For example, did you know that the car giant Nissan has a numerical coincidence? In Japanese, the first part, ni, is two in Japanese, and son, or Nissan, you know, is the number three. So if you put those together,
really.
Nissan is 23. Oh. When 23 or more people are in the same room, there is a better than even chance that at least two of them share the same birthday. The Latin alphabet has only 23 letters. On average, every 23rd wave crashing to a shore is twice as large as normal. Hmm. It takes 23 seconds for blood to circulate through your body. Parents each contribute 23 chromosomes to start a new human life during reproduction.
Really? Is that during the act itself, or?
On July 23rd, in 1996, the mysterious eyes of Comet Hale-Bopp were first sighted. The Earth rotates on the axis of 23.5 degrees. Well, okay, that's not exactly 23, but it's close enough to be considered a numerical coincidence. Rock star Kurt Cobain was born in 1967 and died in 1994. Both years, in a bizarre way, both add up to 23 if counted as individual digits, such as 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 7 equals 23, or the date that he died, 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 4 equals 23.
Wow.
Roman Emperor Julius Caesar was stabbed 23 times when he was assassinated. The average smoker smokes 23 cigarettes a day. The human biorhythm is based on 23 days. The first song on side A of the Beatles' first album took 23 takes to record.
Wow.
There is, as Dave would say, a buttload of numerical coincidences.
Is that one of those scientific terminologies you're using? Just teasing.
Probably.
I have one for you.
Yeah, but I didn't even get to review the movie yet.
well, hang on. Just while you're on that, where you on that 23 thing?
I'm on 23.
This is scary.
All right.
What month and day were you born? Not the year, just the month and the day. What month were you born?
I was born in April.
Okay, so that's 4. What day were you born?
Well, I've already checked this out, and it doesn't add up to anything.
Ask me what day I was born.
All right, what day were you born?
I was born in August. It's a matter of record. You can look anywhere that I posted my actual birth date. Okay. August 15th. What does 8 plus 15 add up to?
That is weird.
And folks, you want to know why the Dave Aru is as screwed up as he is? C23. Now, can we get on to the movie review, Siskel?
Sure. Why not, Robert? Hey, can I add one more 23?
Yeah, FYI? Did you figure out one that's better than mine, 815?
Well, the first Morse code transmission was "What hath God wrought?" was from the Bible's passage in, believe it or not, Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. And in telegrapher's code, 23 means break the line. And I'll stop there. There's so many of them that it was incredible. But I ended up kind of doing my research, obviously, because of watching the movie starring Jim Carrey in the number 23. It's about a man that gets obsessed by a book entitled The Number 23, which, you know what? I just put this together. It was given to him by his wife. And that's where all his troubles start. And I kind of thought, wow, this is almost like an Adam and Eve type thing, you know, because here Eve gives the fruit to Adam, and then his life went down the tubes from there on. Yeah. Anyway, very interesting movie. A lot of people told me, of course, these were all ladies that told me this. They said, oh, no, that's a very boring movie. But now all the guys that I talked to, they liked it. It's very suspenseful. It continues building, and then I'm not going to say it has a surprise ending. I kind of saw the way they were going, and I knew that how it was going to end. But I was still very entertained. And so I'll give it 4 rabbits up. 4 out of 5 rabbits.
Good. I've got to give it 4 rabbits up, too. And while you mentioned about the difference between men and women liking it.
Right.
You know, it's funny because tonight I was talking to Bunny, and, you know, she's down the beach with all the kids and whatever and grandkids. And I said, have you seen any good movies? Knowing that we were going to do this thing, you know. And she says, well, I rented 23, but I rented it twice. I said, well, why did you rent it twice? She says, well, the first time, you know, she didn't have a chance to watch it before it was due back. So she took it back, then rented it again. And she watched about half of it. And she said, it was so slow, you know. So I definitely think you've hit the nail on the head there, John and Ader, that, you know, women didn't like it near as much as the men liked it. Anyway, that's all I got, John.
Oh, my God.
And until next time, I'm Dave Rabbit.
And unfortunately, I'm his co-host, Johnny Anonymous.
ATS Mix.
Yeah, listen up.
From above, topsecret.com. To hear this week's featured interview, click on Episode 14, Part 2, Interview. And thanks for listening to the ATS Mix from above, topsecret.com.